Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's great to be here with you again tonight. I'm Karen. This is Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday at 6 p.m. So I want to start the show off today by thanking our amazing viewers and listeners. Last week, I had a request from people. We have this dog that needed a temporary foster home for a couple of months, and you guys really stepped up and just phenomenal, and we got this dog situated. So I'm really excited. I'm really thankful for all your responses and all your help. So Ilona, we want to say hi to you. Good morning, good night. I think you're still sleeping, so you'll listen to us tomorrow morning. We miss you. I saw Ilona a couple weeks ago. She was here in LA, and we went out to dinner, to lunch, and just spent half the day together, and good friend and amazing person. So let's get to today's show. We have amazing guests today with us, and I'm very excited to introduce to you guys Tracy Metro.
Hello, everybody.
And Bernie. Bernie, say hi to everybody.
I know you're wondering who Bernie is. Bernie is my dog. Okay, so for Halloween, Bernie and I dressed up as Elle Woods and Bruiser from Legally Blonde. If you're watching, you know what?
I did not see pictures.
Oh, I'm not like the biggest on posting of the nonsense.
Okay, you need to post that.
Did you straighten your hair?
I wore a wig.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, now, yes, I'm super LA, y'all. I brought my damn dog. I will tell you, my dog is a therapy dog. We volunteer at Children's Hospital, but I was super LA today and I brought my dog.
Good for you.
So and that's Bernie.
Actually, Bernie inspired me to have one of my cats, who is a super friendly people cat. He loves people. He's super chill. And I'm thinking of registering him as a therapy cat because I can see him going to children's hospitals or nursing homes and just making people happy. So
and
patients, Bernie inspired that.
And patients don't mind his bad breath. Right now, it's killing me. Anyway, sorry, Monica, I know you were in the middle of introducing Monica, and I stole Monica's thunder.
It's not that bad. It's a little bad, but not too bad.
It ain't great. You're lucky you're watching or listening.
So our second guest has been here before. You probably recognize her, Monica Lyons from Smoke and Mirrors. Monica, introduce yourself.
Really. Good evening, everybody. Yes, it is my third time here, but first time with Karen.
Yes.
And first time with
Tracy
Metro, so I'm super excited.
Wow, I feel like such a newbie. Like, oh my God, I'm so not in the know. Monica, you've been here three times.
That is right. But first time with you, so it's
like, so it's the like best time.
First time with me too.
That's
so it's
right.
Like, it's like you are.
So it's like
she's
a different
newbie.
Show.
It's a totally different show. And this is going to be the strip version. I realize we're on radio. My bracelets are bangling, so I'm going to be a very good radio person. And take off
were
all the
they
noises.
I didn't hear
they
it.
They were.
Yeah. I didn't hear it.
Yeah. So I'm being a very good person, slowly disrobing anything that makes a ton of noise.
So Tracy, tell us, what do you do? A lot.
I do probably two things. Okay, maybe three things, really. I do interior design. Do you want us to talk to the viewing audience, or would you prefer us directing just to the listening audience?
whoever you feel comfortable talking to.
I've made a career looking at a piece of glass, so I'm really comfortable looking at a lens. Although I've been on the radio too. Anyway, I digress. I am an interior designer. I have my own television show. It's called House Doctor.
I've seen it. You're hysterical.
Yes, me too.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't get enough of it.
That's awesome. Oh my God, that's so great. Okay, so it's, I will cut to the chase on what it is because we don't need to talk about it a ton. It's a home makeover show. I shot it in London. It's produced by Fremantle Media. And so it, I go in and I make over homes in an effort to help them sell. They're homes that are old, they're outdated, they're ugly, they're tatty, they're overstuffed. I go in and voila, with just a couple thousand pounds, they become sparkling things that
then
sell.
How much is that in dollars?
It's just like $2,000. Like just, it's not a ton of money. Like not a ton of money at all. So less than 5,000 bucks. We're not renovating. I call them fluff and fold makeovers. So cheap and cheerful. Doing lots of paint, lots of wallpaper, editing pillows, throws, and making really fun, bold gestures that will pop out online with people, because people now shop for homes online before they ever get in the car and drive over to your house to buy it. So that's number one thing that I do.
Wait, question about that. So how did the Brits take it that an American is coming to their country and telling them what to do with their homes?
Funny, that's what they wanted. They wanted a brash American to come in and tell them, oh my God, this place is shit. And I was said to the producers, I said, yeah, I can't be Gordon Ramsay. I can't be an asshole. I'm so sorry. That's just not who I am. Yeah. I said, I'll tell you how it is, but then I'll give you a hug.
You're too cute.
So that was me. I was like, okay, this is rubbish.
And they understood when you used rubbish,
right? I was like, let's hug it out now. We're going to make it better. So anyway, so the show airs here, or it did air, I should say, here in the States on Netflix for about a year. And then it went, or no, for a year. And then it just, within the last 6 weeks, it just went off airing here in the States. However, there were only 20 of my 45-hour-long episodes that air. So maybe they're going to bring out the second 25 in a season 2 on Netflix.
That'd be awesome.
But I don't know. They don't tell me jack shit. So what do I know?
Are you planning on doing more episodes?
I would love to do more episodes, but it's not my show. I'm just a gun for hire on that one. So I do television. I do home makeover shows. I've been on loads of channels. I've been on OWN, HGTV, TLC, Reels, NBC, loads of channels.
And all of them for makeovers.
Well, outstanding question. The other thing I do is event planning, which is so great, which is what is so fun about Monica and I being here together.
Yes.
Because we both work in the event space. Yes. So I also do event planning on camera and in life. So both of these things, they're creative endeavors, and people always say to me, wait, are you an event planner? Are you an interior designer? And I go, yes. Because I do both. They're really, for me, the exact same skill set. It's about organization, it's about creativity, and it's about creating a look. Interior design, you're creating a look for 5 years. Events, you're creating a look for 5 hours. So they're the exact same skill set.
How did you get into, like, both things?
You
Let's
know,
say, which came first? Interior design came first?
It's really hard to say, because I hate to say this, but I am my parents' daughter. They love to throw good parties. So we always threw these bonkers parties, and it was just get in line to help plan it. So it was just my whole childhood I did that. And then my mom loved interior design, though I wouldn't say that was her thing at all. But a lot of people, young teenage girls, had, you know, Tiger Beat magazine and whatever, you know, Vogue. I never read that. I read Elle Decor. They were reading that. While they were reading Tiger Beat, I was reading Elle Decor. And so then I went to NYU, Tisch School of the Arts. And whilst there, I was studying acting like an idiot. I was not a good actor, as my husband says.
You are now.
No, I am me on camera. I was always very good at being me, so I hosted my very first show when I was a teenager. Anyway, who cares about that? All we care about is how it all came to be. So I studied how it came to be. So I studied set design. I thought, okay, this is going to like fulfill my creative juices. And then I was like, oh, I really don't want to be a set designer. That's not my jam. So then I, whatever, graduated, got a BFA in acting, and ultimately found my way back to designing on camera. So it was, I didn't want to be an actor. I wanted to be me on camera and also doing design and events. So that's how it all kind of happened. So
that's amazing.
In a nutshell, that's what I do. And I buy properties and renovate them. So I'm a slumlord. So, I'm a slumlord.
Yeah,
but I'm actually
sure
like the nicest landlord ever.
I've seen some of your renovations. I would say they're not very slum.
No. I design for people that I design for creative people that demand having a badass place.
Right.
So I do wallpaper and really bold things because I want to attract that kind of a tenant. Then I know they're going to be awesome to deal with.
What kind of styles is your favorite in designing?
Oh, good question. For me, what I love retro. I love the 70s. I love the bold colors.
Orange.
And the curve. Orange is my favorite color. I love the curvature of the look. I like happy design. I always say, if you have a choice in choosing, choose happy.
If you have a client who is not into that, because a lot of people, you go into homes and a lot of homes are brown and more brown and a lot more brown.
So you're saying they're brown?
I think they're brown.
Brown's a beautiful color.
Yes.
If it's juxtaposed with pink or orange,
exactly.
Or like a really crisp
so
white.
So would you take on that project?
All day long.
Yes.
I'm not designing me for you. I'm designing you for you. I always say I'm trying to help you let your freak flag fly. Whatever makes
that was a tongue twister.
I know. Whatever makes you happy and is the essence of you, good design to me is an outward expression of who you are on the inside. So I would never design for your home. I know your home. It's beautiful. Can you imagine my crazy orange bold patterns in your home? That doesn't make sense. You love jewel tones. You love like rich and plush and right?
And but I do love color.
Right.
I do love color.
I wouldn't give you orange. I would give you like a luscious purple.
Right.
Or a deep violet.
Right.
Or, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right.
Is you.
Yes.
I'm here to help you be you.
Right.
Just put it all together in a way that maybe you hadn't thought about.
Do you have some signature twist that you put on every project you do? Even if somebody orders a minimalistic style, what would be your little signature on that?
It's funny. When I was on my show, House Doctor, that show in particular, we wound up doing a lot of wacky doodle murals because it's an inexpensive way to have huge impact. And I started signing my murals. I've never signed my rooms. Like I design a room and I leave. And oh, I'm sorry if you guys are hearing Bernie scratch his head. It's very itchy in here, you guys. So I would say I started actually signing. That was a signature. I thought, ooh, what if I had plaques made and I nailed, you know, you have a some designer handbag, Kate Spade, you know,
right.
That she really started the putting a label on the outside of a bag, look. Mm-hmm. I mean, aside from the Louis Vuittons and all. So she really led that charge. I thought, well, what if I lead the charge with interior design and actually putting a plaque, room designed by Tracy Metro? Anyway, alas, I'm not really doing that every now and then. But I would say a touch of orange. I would say just putting... Mm-hmm. Orange goes with everything, by the way. Name a color. Name a color, ladies.
I love orange.
Name a color. Black, it goes with black.
Yeah,
purple, it goes with purple.
Either.
Blue, it goes with purple. Goes with everything. But it doesn't need to be loud. You know, there are different shades of orange.
Right.
But
you
no,
like
but
them all.
I do. I love color. Like, I really have rarely met a color that I don't love.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing about designing?
Spending other people's money.
Uh-huh. That's always a good thing.
Almost.
You know, if I was...
So are you a shopper? Do you like shopping?
I do. If I was the Sultan of Los Angeles and I had loads and loads of disposable income and I bought homes, different homes, I could get my rocks off and I could do one cottage. I could do one French provincial look. I could do one, you know, really tailored look. I could do one contemporary. I don't. I mean, I do buy properties, but, you know, they're rental properties. But if I had all these homes, I could create those different looks. By having so many different clients, each client has a different taste.
Right.
So I get to do the tailored look or the shabby chic look or the whatever. So I get to exercise all those muscles. And I never do the same thing twice. I mean, it's such a rarity that I find a chair for you. And Karen, it's a great chair. It looks amazing in your house. And then Monica, I have the same chair. It's going to look so good in your house. I rarely do that. I just feel like that's such a cheap. I'm like, it just seems so cheap to me. I want everything to be personalized.
You work with people not just in person. You also do video conferences.
I do.
So how does that work? I mean, that's really hard because, you know, you can see a room in a video, but you don't really get it until you're
inside the room and touching and feeling and tasting it. It can be a challenge. Thank heavens for FaceTime.
Yeah.
It's really been so impactful for me doing it. Lots of people have found me from all over the world from my show because my show airs all over the world. I was in Italy in the springtime and I got recognized from people from China, from Greece, from Italy. Just so many, Spain, so many different countries. It was actually quite fun. But having a really great reach means people from all over the world have found me, and just FaceTime has been so, so helpful. Also, I'll ask people to sketch out a room and give me measurements. And sometimes what I'll do is I'll do a little mock-up. And I always say mock-up so you don't mess up. So I was helping a client who's on the East Coast of the States arrange some art. And I said, okay, just measure each of the pieces for me. And then they were, you know, in inches. I did them in centimeters. And so I did them really small and I laid them out. And then I took a picture and I sent it to her and I said, this will work. So I just scaled it down and was able to give it to her and do it that way.
So you would buy something online for them and then have it shipped?
Sure. So if we're doing that, sometimes we'll do like a group shop. We'll be online at the same time and we'll be sending links back and forth. I'll say, okay, go here, look at this tile. What do you think about that? So I'll do that. Sometimes I'll get the missive. Here's what we're looking for the room. Okay, hang tight. Give me a couple of days, a week, whatever. I'll hit you back with a list of things that I think that would be great that are within the budget. And then you pay for it yourself. However, I always share my designer discount with my clients. So I say, hey, if it's at a vendor where I get a discount, let me pay for it. You know, let's do it through my account so that you enjoy the savings.
That's great.
That's most designers charge a 20% on top of. That's their business model.
Right.
That's not mine. I'm here to help you, and it also shouldn't cost you a mint. So I just charge by the hour. That's my jam.
Let's switch over a little bit to your event planning.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm completely monopolizing.
We'll get to Monica.
Okay, fine. Who cares about Monica being here?
Thanks, Tracy.
I think Bernie cares, and I definitely care.
Perfect. And you at home care too. Or in the car, or, you know, on the elliptical at the gym, if that's where you're listening.
Yeah, that'll help him pass the time doing some cardio. So your event planning business. So what kind of events do you do? Huge events, small events, you know, tell us. What are you looking for?
I have done everything from small house parties, which are fun. But for me, what's really, really fun are the big events. I'm not talking like a Democratic National Convention events. I'm talking more a couple hundred people, personal family events like
weddings,
mitzvahs. You know, I've never done a wedding.
You've never done a wedding?
I've never done a wedding.
And
I'm not bad. I'm not sad that I haven't. It seems I've helped with friends' weddings. There's so much pressure at a wedding, and I think you can get a little bit of crazy. So I've never tried to really lean into that. I do a lot of mitzvahs. I would say.
Have you done weddings?
Yes, we have.
You've done weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Just curious to know.
I imagine tons of weddings for you guys.
Not tons, but we did some weddings. We also did a wedding in Mexico.
That's fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Destination.
You can call it that way. I would just, in short, say crossing the border with Mexico with equipment.
Oh, that's got to be crazy.
Get ready if anybody is going that way.
That must have been hard getting back over the border, I would think. I wouldn't think it would be hard
back,
going. I would
coming
think
back, coming back, not at all.
Really?
Going to Mexico.
Did you have to get, like, specific paperwork? Or you just...
Oh, yeah, all of that. And then it turned out that we actually couldn't bring as much equipment as we needed. So we were turned around after so many hours at the border. waiting and waiting and waiting. Maybe they'll let us in. They finally said that after several hours that you're not getting in with all of that.
Why? What was the rationale?
You're just not in, and that is all to it. It's wow. the border patrol you're talking to. This mm-hmm. is not us, like yeah. us over the coffee.
Yeah.
So we came home, repacked, and took probably a fraction of what we really were supposed to, and that was it.
And you still made it happen, so...
Yes, no. Well, of course, you still have to make it happen. You know how it is. The show must go on, and that's it. They're not going to switch the wedding. It's not happening. But that was definitely something.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. So back.
So I do a lot of mitzvahs, which are fun. And they're fun because they're really youthful and playful. And you get to do, it's not about necessarily having an elegant affair like a wedding.
Right.
Everyone's like, I want it to be so elegant. Whereas mitzvahs are all about the fun, all about the kid. And it definitely plays to my strong suit of
fun.
Theme-tastic. Yeah, like I'm all about a good theme. Okay. And most mitzvahs have some element of a theme to them.
What's a good budget for like a 100-person event?
Oh, how long is a ball of yarn? I have people who, every parent always says to me, I'm not throwing a wedding here, so I don't need it to be $500,000.
Okay, great.
But depending on your venue and your food and your DJ or your band or your, you know, you may not be able to do it for 30, you know? So there's such a range. And I never give anybody a budget. I ask you to tell me your budget and then we work within it. But I got to tell you, I don't know if you deal with this, Monica. People don't want to tell you what their budget is.
Mm-mm.
Ever. Because they think...
I deal with that too. It's very sometimes difficult to pull it out of people.
A lot of people don't know how much certain things cost.
Yeah.
And maybe it's their first time doing it and they just don't know. They obviously will not spend $500,000 if they don't have it. But if they do... and that's your quote. If they have that kind of money, they will pay you.
Mm-hmm. I find that people think if they tell you how much money they're going to spend, want to spend, are willing to spend, have available to spend, they think that a creative, whoever's creating the event or the design, whatever the thing is, that we're going to go over it. That's not going to be the maximum. That's going to be the beginning number. And I always say,
I think it happens a lot, and that's why that is.
I totally agree, and that's not how I work. I work with a bank account, and I reduce. I don't go up to. I work the other direction. I take my number, and I start picking away at it. So that's just the way I do it, because right. I treat it as if it's my money. You know, yeah. Nobody's going to want to work with me if my reputation is Tracy Metro chooses $50,000 sofas, or, you know,
right.
she has a photographer for this event that's $25,000. You know, they're going to want to work with me if I choose
right.
a the photographer rights, who's right. reasonable and a sofa that's, you know, comfortable and not grotesquely expensive.
What's the worst thing about event planning?
Ooh, good question. Crazies. I think people can be crazy.
I think we are in LA, so that's a given.
I think when you're dealing with somebody else's money,
yeah,
a certain level of trust, and they're new relationships, so they don't know me. It's just referrals. I mean, everything's just a referral. Oh, yeah. I use Tracy Metro. She was fill in the blank. Dear God, I hope it's good.
Right. So Tracy, how can people find you?
Oh, they could find me. You know, I'm probably going to be hanging out on Sunset Boulevard later. Kidding. TracyMetroDesigns.com.
Tracy, TracyMetro, Designs.com.
Yes, that's plural. And yes, Metro is my real last name. It's not some made-up Hollywood name.
How can they find Bernie?
They can find Bernie at Children's Hospital, giving lots of cuddles.
On
Tracy's lap.
Exactly. And on my lap most
days. He is such a good
days.
Boy.
He is. He's just chilling. Just chilling.
So, Monica, we kind of mentioned that you do, excuse me, some events as well. So tell us a bit about Smoke and Mirrors. What is Smoke and Mirrors?
We are a full production event company, and we specialize in staging, the technical parts of it, audio, video projections and recording, as well as lighting. But we also provide things like power and generators. So everything technical, it's us, cute invitations and cakes. That's Tracy.
So right. you bring the concept to life, right? Somebody like me says, can we have a jump back on the wall that moves? And you say, yes, we can provide the gobos.
Of course, yes.
So you do the visuals, the audio. So you do conferences, you do events, you do what kind of Coachella? I know you did last year. I don't know how many.
That was our 20th Coachella this year.
This was your 20th Coachella.
Every single
one.
We were lucky enough to start from the very first.
Oh wow! So what do you do at Coachella?
The same thing. Video projections. We do side lighting. We do
what's side lighting?
You know how sometimes there is a stage lighting, right?
Yes.
All these things that make crazy things. And then so people don't get lost and there is enough light for people to find a pathway and stuff like that. So we will do that. And we also have productions on stages of several stages there at
what
Coachella.
Stages?
Sahara.
Okay.
That's one of the biggest ones. And very a couple
cool.
others.
Very cool.
So I have a question about the sight lighting.
Please.
Is it mostly functional or do you come at it from a creative point of view? So that, you know, so that there's a lot of fading and emotion in it. Or is it just get people to not trip?
It really depends on the concept. Certain festivals, even though it's by one parent company, they just differ in concept. So some of them will want something more conceptual and creative, but some of them just, don't trip.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the client, just like with everything else. It just depends on
and I imagine the budget. And I imagine and the budget. Lighting that's emotional and is evocative and gives you a feeling is more expensive.
A lot of times, yes.
It just takes more finesse, right?
Right.
That's right. Well, budget is usually the key factor to everything, right?
Of course.
Ain't that the truth?
Of course.
Yes, it is, Tracy Metro.
So you're talking about Coachella. That's huge. Our audience is not putting on Coachella. So do you do smaller events too?
Of course. Just like Tracy, we will do also house parties. We'll do bigger events and medium-sized events. So we don't really discriminate anything. Everything that we'll need, microphones, sound systems, and lighting of all kinds, or even a small stage, or even if there is a panel with speakers and you need 4 or 5 microphones, maybe video projection, maybe not, we'll do that. We'll accommodate every event. So we work on private events, things that you work on mostly. We'll work also on commercial events where are open to the public as well as corporate events. And these are becoming my favorites.
The corporate ones?
The corporate
Why?
Ones because there's several reasons. One of them is that time frame is completely different for these kind of events. It's a lot shorter in duration and it's educational to me. So I love going to these kind of conference.
So do you help set up or are you now like, no, I'm not setting up?
I typically don't work in production, but if I do go, I will do whatever they want me to do. Clean up the floor, I'll clean up the floor. Clean up something or push this away. I'm that kind of person.
So one thing we didn't mention is that you work with your husband on this.
That is right. Well, he originated the company, so he is worth mentioning.
Just for a hot minute.
When did he originate the company?
I'm sorry. That originated in Arizona, where he was a student in Tucson. And he started in clubs, really, where he was a bartender. And they always had some live bands, but sometimes a soundman didn't show up, a video man didn't show up, so he just knew how to figure things out because he was studying computer engineering. So this was really easy for him to learn, and he learned. He's one of the few people who knows actually how to program the sound console, the lighting console,
wow.
And he knows how to do video projections.
Sorry for that jangle. That was Bernie getting a little too comfortable.
Oh, it's
sorry.
Okay. I was talking such amazing things that nobody paid attention to.
I'm going to stop the jingle jangle.
So do you own the equipment? Do you rent?
Yes.
You own the equipment.
We do own equipment, and this is something that has been really important to us because the equipment is checked by us. We worked with it yesterday. It's not subrented from somebody else. So we always know what we have in our warehouse. You know, it's like driving your own car.
Yes.
Obviously, the rental car is great because it's always new, but not always, not everywhere.
No, I've been to rental cars where you walk in and you got the cigarette smell. It's like, yeah, that's not okay. So, yeah, I get
Yeah, there's always something with rentals. Mm-hmm. And that also makes us more cost efficient. And especially if we get to do all three of things, like audio, video, lighting, we're already there so we can merge services and bundle, give a better deal.
What's the most irritating thing about working with an event planner such as myself? What can I do to make me easier to work with?
It's a very good question.
I come with a couple of good questions.
I would say it's the technical parts that event planners may not know. I understand. It's so much to learn about this. So much. So if you just tell us that you need this, this, and this, that's fine, but let us do the rest. Because mm-hmm. if you say, I want this to sound good, but make it happen with two speakers and the house or the venue is humongous, it's not going to happen. It's just mm-hmm. not
so
going to happen.
So you need to listen.
Well, of course, you have to
I'm
have the trust.
I'm very quiet listening right now, ladies. So quiet.
You have to have the trust in the company. But that's the most common issue that people will say, nah, two speakers are just more than enough. But if you have so many people in such a big space, the sound is absorbed by people and mm-hmm. by everything else. And if people can't hear what's happening on stage or what have you, you're going to lose audience. People are going to start entertaining themselves, and it's going to be one big chaos.
Somebody once said something to me that it's expensive to be cheap. So
I would say
it's
mm-hmm. I'll give you an example.
The most impactful thing, and I feel like people are being cheap with, I just want two speakers yeah. instead of the four because they're being
four,
cheap.
Yes.
But you're really at the expense of the event.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Monica and I were at an event that they didn't do. We were at a red carpet event and
get you fancy food.
We were fancy. So the event was done by, I'm not quite sure by who, but Monica and Jean were like, the visuals were bad. The sound was bad. The projection was bad. Everything was bad. And Sean wanted to step in. And we're like, you know, maybe not in this event. Which actually, I spoke to with the organizers after the fact, and says, we wish he would have stepped in. And so, yeah. So, when you do things on the cheap, you end up paying for it because it was really bad.
Well, we don't really know the budget of that event. Maybe it wasn't the matter of the budget because they seem to have all the equipment and
right.
all the moving parts. Just the execution of it just
wasn't
there.
Yeah, you know, I often say that with, for example, doing a tiling job, you can take an incredibly inexpensive tile and make it look amazing if you
right?
execute it well.
Right.
The converse is so true. You can take a terribly expensive tile and tile it in a really
bad,
shoddy manner,
yeah.
and it looks like you spent nothing.
Yeah, yeah. It's the application,
it's the execution,
it's the skill you put behind it.
It's mm-hmm. so true, because like you just said, they had all the moving parts, they just didn't have the talent to make it
come together.
Sing,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't come together.
Yeah.
So, what's your favorite part?
Of events?
Mm-hmm. You said conferences because they're wow.
For me, it's the educational part of the learning part of conference.
So when you say the educational part, you mean being in the conference and seeing what they're talking about?
That's right. Just learning, just downloading whatever they're talking about. It's always fascinating.
That's awesome.
Like what's a conference you've done and what did you take away? I do mitzvahs.
Like, what do you take away? You can learn.
I know it. I'm a Jew. I know
learn,
it all.
You can learn all the Bible verses. Like, come on.
I always say I'm Jewish. Put the ish in Jewish.
Everybody says that now.
Do they? They took it from me.
I've never heard that before.
Anyway, so seriously, like, mine are not that exciting. Tell me some of the fun things. Tell us.
Well, I don't know if I can bring it up right away.
Mm. All right.
And I don't want to know if I want to sell all my gold to you right away.
Touche. Touche.
This is a question I'm going to ask both of you, and we'll start with Monica. So what are your, like, pro tips? If somebody is throwing an event, what is, like, your tip to make it successful in terms of all those things? Except for hiring you.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll make it successful,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, that's a given. We don't even have to. All those, state the obvious, so hire us, number one.
Smoke and Mirrors.
How do they find you?
We are at Smoke and Mirrors, smokeandmirrors.us.com. But
.us.com?
Yes.
Okay.
But another important thing is, if you think you want to ask your best friend who is the company that they use, that make sure that people actually did use that company and they are satisfied with the results. I would say that's important. And then another thing is the sound. That's also quite important. That, oh yeah, my nephew is a DJ. He knows what he's doing. Oh. That happens.
Somebody
a lot.
Just said that to me. I said, no, I'm going to hire real people. I said, there's no such thing as a favor. Nobody's happy with a favor.
No.
The person getting the favor is like, sweet, I'm saving money. It's expensive to be cheap, y'all. The person that's doing the favor is getting screwed. They're pissed. They're not going to do it well because they're pissed that they're getting, you know, giving something away for free.
Not only that, I find it that when you don't pay for something, you don't appreciate it. There's no appreciation in it. And
my trainer always says it has to sting
just a little, right?
Yeah. Just a little.
But it's not only that. I feel like you also don't have fun at your event because you're so stressed out there. I guarantee, no matter how much you think you can pull it off, I'm not saying you can, but you'll be so stressed out beyond your belief. Because there's just so many moving parts. It's a technical thing to do.
People have often said to me, hey, I'm going to plan the whole thing, and then I'm going to have you come in the day to run it. And I say,
no.
I'm not saying I won't, but I am saying I am going to be cleaning up your sloppy seconds, and there's nothing I can do. I can't fix at this point. It's too late for me to fix something. All I can do is execute you, what you've done.
Yeah.
So be aware of that. Hey, save your money all day long. All I'm going to do is be your hand.
Do you do that?
I have never done it because I think I've so vehemently said, I'm not going to be left holding the cookies, you know.
You're right. Because they'll put it out. You still will be the blame, yes.
Yeah,
you'll take the blame, and it's your reputation. Like,
and that's exactly what I've said. I said, I don't know if it's really worth my...
No, it's going to, it's definitely going to be your reputation. If somebody brings in speakers or whatever and they don't work properly and you're there the day of, they're going to come and blame you. Oh, the speakers didn't work. You didn't hook them up properly or whatnot.
Yeah, well, that happens all the time when we say that we actually have to be there to operate things, especially if it's video, because it is the most difficult part of events.
Which, the media?
The video, sorry.
Projections, usually. They will say, no, we just want the equipment. We just want the projection. My nephew knows how to do it. He's fine. Sure enough. And we'll just set it up. I said, this is what you would press, this one button, and it's going to work. See, it works now. A couple hours later, it's about the show or event is about to start. They're calling because... Guess what?
It's not working.
Do you then charge a bounty on that for emergency fixes?
No.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to be a jerk, but you're like, I told you, and now I'm having to pull strings and get crazy.
But we do put on a siren a lot of times, midnight, or it doesn't matter what time of the day or night is and just run over a few people on the way to the venue because something is not working.
So we've been talking about sound, and I really, really want to play one of my favorite songs. Yes, it's Natasha's song. It's her first debut from her latest album. Natasha is Ilona's daughter. It's really my favorite song. I love the style. I love the song. I've said it, I think, every time I was on the show with Ilona and Ilona played it, I was like, oh my God, this is one of my favorite songs. So I really, if we're talking about sound, listen to this sound of this voice that is just incredible. And she actually also has a video. So if you go to Natasha Mira online, you can download and watch the video, which is amazing. So let's play.
Yeah, let's
have a listen.
In the darkness, I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I've won. I'm running far and wide, searching land and sea. I never thought I'd. Starlight, I can see. Imagine who I'm gonna be.
Doesn't it seem like it's from a movie?
Yes, it is.
It's supposed. Yeah. Well, yes.
Oh.
It's supposed to inspire.
Evoke that. Yeah.
Thank you for the word. Evoke that feeling. Her voice is just.
It's like, it's, you know, like the denouement of a film. It's like everything is culminating and she's telling us that it's.
And that's that.
Time to go to battle or something.
Oh, that's I did see horses.
Right?
That's the actually the name of the album, which I can never pronounce, is called something with cinematography. So she twisted the word and I can never pronounce it properly. Sorry, Natasha. So yes, it's supposed to be for like a movie, but I love the song. It's just
beautiful.
It's a beautiful song. And when I listened to it, I watched the video in my head, and it's just gorgeous. So she's gorgeous. The song is gorgeous. So we're talking about sound. So I was like, I have to play the song for us today.
That's great.
Tracy.
Karen.
Yes.
Monica.
Yeah. Monica.
Bernie.
Yes.
I've named everybody in the room. I haven't named you at home, but I'm thinking about you. Sending
so
a
you
love letter
guys
to you.
Have, could have really good synergy in terms of events. I mean, you do big events, you do big events, you do small events, you do small events. It's just like really great synergy.
That's actually why I was excited that we were coming on together.
Oh, you have a job for me?
So for the last year, I haven't done any events because I have done numerous events at a venue that burned to the ground.
Oh my gosh, which one?
It was called Camp Hess.
Was that in Malibu?
Yes. Yeah, so I was one of their preferred vendors, and I did these really wonderful weekends. It was basically five events in one, so it was so much. To just do like a Saturday night event, I'm like, that's it? It's so easy. Whereas I used to do Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday day, Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Wow.
So it was five different concepts that all had to blend together and within budget and, you know, in a massive venue, I carry my phone, and you know, on your phone, you have the ability to count your steps. I walked 13 miles for
around
one event.
Mm. Oh my God.
That's how big the venue is.
Shoes.
Yeah.
That's a big venue.
Yeah.
It's a big venue.
You don't have to work out after that, right?
Yeah, exactly. I get home, I'm like, I need a cocktail. So I hadn't done an event for a year, and I've just gotten a new one, and we're doing it at a new venue to me, so I'm really excited. And I've yet to walk the venue, but I'm obviously going to do lighting.
Is it a mitzvah?
It is a mitzvah.
It is a mitzvah.
It is a mitzvah. And I've yet to have my first meeting, but I've got my concepts. And so obviously lighting is going to be lighting and video. And I don't know what the general budget is, mm-hmm. but starting to, you know, put my pieces together.
Well, guys, you know, this is the time of year where people are throwing parties. I mean, Thanksgiving might be too soon, but you got Christmas, you got Hanukkah, you got
New Year's
big. And then it's not over then, because then you got all those football parties. Afterwards.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
don't forget President's Day, ladies.
Of
I mean,
course,
that's
you gotta
a big day.
Got to celebrate that with a lot of red,
big,
white, and blue.
Big day.
I think
day.
First is Martin Luther King, no?
There you go.
Okay.
See? So, he deserves some light.
You know what?
That's right.
Any reason to throw a party, like you said in the beginning.
That's it. I'm telling you. There's no reason not to. There's always a reason to celebrate.
Yes.
I mean, there's National Tuna Day. You know, why not have tuna fish sandwiches? But make them really special.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Against that one.
You can make anything
yes.
a party. I was writing a book at one point. Like many things, I never finish. It's called, Bernie shook again. It's called Themetastic, The Art of Throwing Theme. I can't even remember what the heck the name of the book is. Anyway, it's about throwing theme party, Themology, The Art of Throwing Themetastic Parties. The science of throwing themetastic parties. Nobody cares. Anyway, I thought I would do a party a day for 365 days of the year, because that's how many days there are, unless it's
a big book.
Leap year. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you could do volume one, volume two, volume three, and just...
You could. That's hoping that volume one is a big hit.
Of course.
Right. Anyway, but there are a bajillion ideas. You know, you can do parties based on color. You know, I'm going to do a pink party. You know, parties based on food. I'm going to do, you know, a grilled cheese party. You can do parties based on the calendar.
I know you like themes, but you can do a party without a theme.
I mean, you can. I can't.
That's my specialty. Just get people together, have glasses full, have good lighting, good music, good sound. It's a party to me.
It's a party.
Yes.
Well, now you're going to have to throw in those themes, because that's what we learned today.
I'm curious, how's the lighting in your home?
It's excellent.
Is it?
Tell me, what's the trick to making a room really special? I mean, I have my own idea. I'm dying to know from a lighting designer what.
We have 10 seconds. So.
Answer really quickly.
Well, it has to be multifunctional.
Uh-huh.
So you have to be able to read, and you have to be able to dim it
uh-huh.
for a different mood,
uh-huh.
right?
Yep. I believe in uplighting, corner uplighting, and things on timers.
Sorry, guys. We are really, I don't know where the time just flew by, and I'm never on time. So I have to play our closing. Thank you guys for being here. Tracy Metro Designs, Smoke and Mirrors. Yes. And I'll post on our Facebook page as well all the information. Thank you guys for being here. And Bernie, too. You too.
We didn't forget Bernie. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for having us. This is really lovely.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.